Omaha Steaks makes it easy to keep great food on hand, so dinner time is simple and convenient. And right now, you can get 12 free burgers and free shipping for life when you shop at omahasteaks.com/onrepeat. At Omaha Steaks, you're in control. Order once or set up recurring shipments for more savings, more convenience, and inflation-proof pricing. Visit omahasteaks.com/onrepeat to get started today and get 12 free burgers and free shipping for life. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. If you're watching on the tube of you, you can see that I have a special guest with me. But before I bring him on real quick, I want to give a shout out to the Carriker Chronicles, to The Ticket. We're doing some great things. All right. I love working here at The Ticket. Love doing the Carriker Chronicles. I am taking the summer off, as I do each and every year. Come back, fire it back up on August 1st with the Chronicles. You can check it out at CarrickerChronicles.com. Also, the Tube of You on YouTube. Check out all things 93.7, The Ticket at theticket.com. Also, Twitter, Facebook, TV, radio, everywhere under God's hot sun. That's where 93.7, The Ticket is. All right, but real quick, I'm joined by my son, Jacob. How are you doing today, Jacob?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's always fun when you join me. This is something you've done for years. I mean, my gosh, I think you started when you were like maybe 5, 6 years old. The first time I brought your twin sisters on, I think they were like 1 week old. So that was a fun show. I still remember that episode. But you're sporting the Matt Rhule football camp shirt. You went to Matt Rhule's football camp this year. How was that? What was that experience like?
It was a lot of fun, you know, being a freshman, going into next year as a freshman. I was one of the youngest guys there. So it was pretty cool to see, you know, when I'm working out, what I'm aiming towards as these top level athletes, especially looking at some of the D linemen, just how ripped and jacked and how fast they can move. But yeah, I went to one of the camps on Friday of that week, and then I had another one on Sunday. The Friday one was just mostly in the evening for a couple hours. The Sunday one was pretty much all day.
So when you see, I mean, some of these guys, you know, they're like 3, 4, 5 years older. Is it intimidating when you see that, or is it more inspirational to see what you're kind of working towards? I mean, what's your reaction when you see some of these guys?
It's both. It's both. It's a little intimidating because they could like chum me in a locker like very easily. But it's also like, you know, I'm already like 6'1"-ish and I'm 14. So I feel like if I keep going, I can get there one day. So.
All right, so I brought you on to talk some Major League Baseball, but real quick, the College World Series, the championship is tonight, all right? Tennessee versus Texas A&M, our good buddies from Aggieland. Oh, so many people get mad at me when I say that. All right, Texas A&M, they were the number 3 seed, beat Tennessee, the number 1 seed in the best of 3 national championship series, game 1. Tennessee comes back, wins game 2. They win it 4-1 to tie up the series. Tonight is the national championship. All right. Who's going to win the game? Who you got?
One comment on it. Does the SEC have to dominate college baseball too? I just noticed that they're both SEC teams.
They are both. I did not notice that. I am unhappy that you pointed it out, and I'm even more unhappy that it's true. Here's what I know. I got nothing but love for Trev Alberts, but, you know, he did what he did. And so just out of that, I'm picking Tennessee because I just can't root for Texas A&M.
Yeah, and, like, Tennessee's always been good at baseball. Like, every year you turn on them, they're always in the World Series. I've never once seen A&M even play, and I'm not a big follower of college baseball until, like, the draft comes around and some of those guys are getting looked at, like Paul Skeens of last year and stuff, who's nominating for the Pirates right now. So, yeah, I'll just pick Tennessee because – yeah, screw that guy.
Okay, all right. So let's talk Major League Baseball now. Okay, this is something you watch a ton of. You are very much on top of. All right, give me like the top 3 teams in your opinion, and you can go off wins, losses, but in your opinion, the top 3 teams in the AL and the top 3 teams in the NL.
So if you were to go back to the start of the year, the top team in the world is probably, debatably, but the Braves. The problem is they lost Spencer Strider to elbow surgery. He's done for the year. And then they lost Ronald Acuña Jr. to, I think it was something in his leg. I forget exactly, but he's done for the rest of the year. So their two biggest stars are gone. So they're still a playoff team. They still have enough talent. But right now they're sitting at 43-32. In the first, they hold the first seed in the wild card right now if the season ended today. So they're a playoff team. They just they struggled to win in the postseason last year with those pieces. Now without them, it's going to be hard. But the top three teams right now, this pains me to say this, but the Yankees have the best record in the league. Yeah, 52 wins. So you got to put them up. You got to put them. Judge is probably going to win MVP. He's on pace for.
I do like Aaron Judge. I don't like the Yankees, but I do like Aaron. I don't know why. I just do. Maybe it's because I knew he was like a former football player back in the day. Maybe that helps. I don't know. But sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, he's like 285 with baseball.
6'7", 285.
Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, so you got to put them up there. They fix their pitching problems. Judge is a monster. Stanton did go on the IL again yesterday for a hamstring issue. I mean, you look at the Guardians, and nobody expected this team to do anything, and yet they're winning their division right now, which is a mediocre division with the Twins trailing them at 43, and then the KC at 42. They're sitting at 49.
So, how are the Royals doing this year? How do they look this year?
I mean, I don't know. I went to the Royals game when my baseball team went down to Kansas City. I don't know. I'm not a big Royals fan. I don't follow them a whole lot.
I think you just lost half our audience. No, I'm just kidding.
I know Bobby Wood Jr. is a monster. Yeah. I know that. He's hitting home runs, and he's one of the fastest players, if not the fastest players in baseball, outside of like Ella De La Cruz.
But who do you have in the World Series?
Who do I have in the World Series? You got to put New York in there, and then I think they're going to face the Phillies. Yeah, I think
not the Dodgers. They drop like $80 trillion more than our national debt on their baseball roster, and they're not going to make the World Series, you don't think?
They have the fourth best record in the league. Man, I it's a coin flip. They're going to be really good. It's just they haven't succeeded in the postseason, and even with the addition of Otani and the guy from Seattle, I forgot his name. They're a good team. They just got to prove that they can win in the postseason. Philly, even though they lost to Arizona, they still were up 2-0 versus them before the loss to them. And then the Yankees are the Yankees, and they look really good this year.
So no love for the Rangers or Diamondbacks, the two teams that were in the World Series last year, and the Rangers won it all. So you don't think either of those two have a legit shot to try to get back this year?
Both those teams are sitting under 500 right now.
So didn't they have a rough start to the season last year, especially the Diamondbacks, and they caught on fire late? Am I wrong on that?
They both snuck into the postseason and just had miraculously postseason.
So you never know what can happen. All right,
they're not like I'm looking at the wild card right now. Like the Arizona is sitting five spots down, and Texas is sitting six spots down.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
and there's two wild card spots. So
okay, I'm not sitting here rooting for those teams. I just, they were in the World Series last year, so you never know. The only time I ever rooted for the Diamondbacks, because I grew up, actually, I really liked Seattle Mariners when I was a kid. Randy Johnson, the big unit, he went to the Diamondbacks, and they had Curt Schilling the year they won the World Series.
Griffey.
Yeah, like 20 years ago, whatever it was. And Curt Schilling pitched the game with like the bloody sock and the bloody, like his whole leg was bloody. Like that's the one time I was rooting for the Diamondbacks, like 20 years ago. And then they ended up winning. A lot of that had to do with the big unit, Randy Johnson. All right, who are some of the standout players so far this year? And I'm specifically curious about Shohei Ohtani. He had a lot of drama early on this season. That seems to be behind him at this point. People, you never know who you can trust. All right, just saying. It's not about how many friends you have. It's about how many people you can trust. Ohtani learned that earlier this year with his interpreter the hard way. Okay, if you want to know the whole story, you can Google it. It'll pop up real quick. But that seems to be behind him. He can't pitch much this year. Okay, needs another year to let that elbow heal, but he's been hitting good. Spent a lot of money on him, the Dodgers did. How's he been doing so far this year? Is he living up to expectations?
So he's permanently the DH right now until next year when his elbow's fine. They didn't even know if he was going to be able to hit because of his elbow, but he can. And some people are calling him to win MVP as a DH.
Really?
He'd be the first ever DH to win it. That's crazy. That's how good he's been. Like, I've watched his cold zone versus right-handers is up and in, and I've watched him hit home runs up and in. Like, it's crazy.
So you and I have actually debated this, and you and I kind of disagree on this. Okay. So I grew up actually playing more baseball than basketball and football combined. It wasn't close. Story for another day. But I've always been – the best hitters tend to be the best pitchers. And the best pitchers tend to be the best hitters when you're growing up. Not always. But it's at least half your best hitters tend to be the best pitchers, if not more, all the way through high school. And so, like, I grew up playing against a guy named Jeremy Bonderman. He threw 98, number, 21st overall draft pick in the first round.
By the A's.
To Billy Beane in the A's when we were back in high school. So whenever that was, 2003, 1842, whenever that was. That was your joke. You always call me old. My point is simply this. He was a monster with the bat, but he never hit again because he just went out and pitched. And he had a great career, like a dozen years in the MLB, which is awesome. But how can one of the best power hitters in the entire state of Washington not even be allowed to hit? All he can do is pitch. I watch a guy like Ohtani, and when his elbow is healthy, he's one of the best pitchers in the game. He's one of the best hitters in the game. I believe more people should be hitting and pitching once they get into minor league baseball, past college, past high school, because they'll still do it through college. And as they're going up the ranks into the major leagues, because if you're not pitching, okay, there's only so many things you can do. Why can't you be working on hitting? And part of this comes from, we hosted a Bible study when I was in St. Louis. And the guy who ran it, Rick Horton, was a pitcher for the Cardinals for years. And I always thought I was really good at ping pong. Had I not hosted this Bible study, I was the best ping pong player I'd ever met. With that Bible study included, I'm like the fifth best. I mean, this dude beat me like 21-3. And I'm like, how'd you get so good? He's like, Adam, I pitched once every 5 days. The other 4 days, I was in the clubhouse playing ping pong. I don't know if he was serious or not, but I kind of believe him. But why can't more people pitch and hit at a higher level or the highest level like Ohtani does?
So there's two reasons, because it's in – there's so many baseball players, especially like down south in the Dominican Republic and all those people. So you got to compete with those people when you want to pitch and hit at the same time. Even if you can throw 95 and hit a lot of home runs, it is so incredibly hard to keep both of them up. That's why there's only been a couple like Babe Ruth and Ohtani, which is like more people want to make $700 million. So I guarantee
you people, sounds good. That worked.
I guarantee you people are trying, but it's so incredibly hard to do it. And number two is when you throw, especially in the major leagues, you need all those days off. And Ohtani, after he'd pitch, he usually won a bat. I know there was a game in Tiger Stadium where he threw a complete game shutout, then hit two home runs in the same day. That, like, that's just – it's incredibly hard to pitch and then turn around and try to hit just with the exhaust and everything. It's just one of the many reasons. It's the main reason is it's just so incredibly hard to do. And if, like, it goes back to the thing of if it was so easy, everybody would be pitching and hitting.
See, my thought is it's almost like – the managers and the coaches have predetermined you're not going to do this.
I think more is a way of doing that.
Well, that's true. That's why we had baseball for like, what, 150 years. And all of a sudden, hey, somebody said the shift might be a good idea. And then they literally had to make a rule to get rid of the shift because it was a great idea. So my point is simply, I think more people should give it a shot, give it an opportunity. Like, I don't think hitting affects your arm that much that it's going to reduce your recovery. Like, I think you can throw and you can hit. And I did these things all the way through high school. And I'm, you know, that obviously that's not the majors or anything like that. But for me, I know what it's like to have a dead right arm, but I never once went up to bat and be like, oh, I can't hit because my right arm is tired. I'm just like, once I was hitting, it was an afterthought, and I don't think it ever once hindered me. I think people just need to be given the opportunity because I think more people can do it.
Yeah.
Do you agree or disagree?
I agree with you for the most part, but
is that your nice way of saying you disagree?
For the most part, I agree with you. There's just a couple things where I'm like, so when you look at the game plan,
yeah,
that teams have for, like, I got to focus on, okay, what did this pitcher throw and all that stuff. It's not just being tired. It's not the fact that it's incredibly hard to do. It's the fact that you've got a game plan as a hitter for what the pitcher is going to do and what he knows you're going to do. And then as a pitcher, you got to do that for every single hitter in the lineup, all nine spots, ever since the DH was made in the National League too. So I just think it's just incredibly hard to do.
All right. I got one more point, one last question. So it's less important that pitchers know how to hit, to the point you just made. There's a DH in both leagues now, the AL, the NL. They both have DHs. Back in the day when the NL didn't have DHs and the pitchers had to hit, that blew my mind even more, why they didn't have more guys trying to pitch and hit as they went up the ranks. And obviously not everybody's going to be able to do it. I'm just saying, I think more than one guy or maybe two guys in the history of baseball can do it successfully. What are your thoughts on, because there's 30 teams in Major League Baseball. So it's not like the NFL where it's 32 and there's 16 in the NFC, 16 in the AFC. There's 30 in Major League Baseball. And I believe the NL has 14 and the AL has 16 teams. Is that correct? Or is it the other way around?
I think you're right.
Okay, one of them has 16 teams. One of them has 14.
American League is more.
Well, why don't they just balance and make it even? Like, why don't they go to 32 teams and make it 16 and 16?
Create baseball. I don't know. All the guys that created this are probably dead or 90 years old. So I don't know.
All right, that's a fair point. I've never understood that. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me. Either make it 15 and 15 or add two teams and go 16 and 16. But I digress. All right, man. Thank you for joining me. You enjoy doing this?
I do. It's a lot of fun.
Awesome. All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We're going to talk Nebraska's talented quarterback room to close out the show. Hope you're having a glorious Monday, a phenomenal summer. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.